The nation's secretaries of state today are expected to adopt recommendations for improving elections across the country. The group wants upgraded equipment, improved voter education, more training for poll workers, and money from Congress. It's one of many efforts to reform elections following Florida's chaotic presidential voting, NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The National Association of Secretaries of State has been talking about electoral reform for years, but never has it gotten so much attention. The White House, members of Congress, and state and local officials are all trying to figure out how to avoid a repeat of last year's contested presidential race. Whatever changes are made will have to be administered by the Secretaries of State, so these officials have their own ideas on how to make things better. Sharon Priest is the Secretary of State of Arkansas and President of the National Association.
America, we heard you. We heard your confusion at the polls, your disappointment if you were denied the right to vote, and the frustration of not understanding this complex system.
The association is calling for better training of poll workers and election officials. It wants states and localities to make sure all voters, including the elderly, disabled, and minorities, have equal access to the polls. It also wants more accurate registration rolls and better voting machines and equipment. The group would like Congress to give states and localities at least some of the money to make these improvements, which could run into the billions of dollars. The secretaries say just getting rid of the notorious punch card machine isn't the answer, that changes are needed throughout the system.
The easy solution that a lot of folks are looking at and trying to think about is just to say that, oh yes, if we just magically change the technology, we're going to make all of this work better. And that's not so.
Doug Lewis is executive director of the Election Center, a nonprofit group that's been working with the secretaries of state. He says punch cards didn't cause all the problems in Florida. More errors, in fact, were made on ballots counted by modern optical scanning equipment. Lewis says other important things need to be done. He says states should decide exactly what constitutes a vote and how they'll conduct a recount before they start to do one.
If you do those two things, the chaos of Florida goes away. A little less than half of our states have done that, but that means that more than half haven't.
The association also says elections can be improved just by making sure that the thousands of people who work at the polls on election day know what they're doing. Some of the biggest complaints in Florida were directed at poll workers and election officials who incorrectly told voters they weren't registered or who failed to help those who were confused. Danetta Davidson is the Secretary of State for Colorado.
We never want to disenfranchise voters. And judges in our election can be an issue if somebody is there that thinks they should not let somebody vote. So from the grassroots all the way up, we need education.
Davidson is happy there's so much attention these days on election issues, but she and others worry that the nation's eagerness never to hear about hanging chads again could lead to bad policy. Several bills introduced in Congress provide more funding for states, but they also dictate how the money should be spent. Some members of Congress have also proposed using one kind of voting machine across the country or requiring a standard nationwide ballot. States say they need flexibility because the problems differ from one region to another. Jim Bennett is Alabama's Secretary of State.
We all need to keep in mind that we have no federal elections in this country. We have state elections that elect federal candidates. That's the system that works best. I have no problem with national standards the states ought to try to reach and ought to be encouraged to reach. But ultimately, it's the states that have to decide these matters. And I think that's really where we want to keep this jurisdiction.
Whether Congress heeds his advice probably won't be known for months. Congressional leaders are still trying to decide which committees will sort through the dozens of proposals made so far. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.